Blog Talk Radio.
Pleurez d'âme cœur.
Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We thought we'd start off the month of December with a little religious, a Christian, a Christmas music. Yay! Now, we got a couple of subjects we're going to cover with you tonight, but while we're on the subject of religion, I just wanted to mention 10 places that are named after saints in the United States. The ACLU is going to be very busy. After they remove all the crosses and the American flag, then they got to go after the cities that are named after saints, St. Louis, St. Paul, San Francisco. As a matter of fact, you know that the seal of San Francisco has St. Francis of Assisi on it holding a cross. Oh, San Diego, San Antonio, San Juan, Santa Clara, Santa Barbara, Santa Ana, San Diego. Unbelievable, isn't it? Let's see what else we got. That was 10 places. I never knew this. Did you know what the original name of the Mississippi River was? The River of the Immaculate Conception. How's that? Los Angeles, California is Our Lady of the Angels. And there's some places named after Mary, like Maryland. Yes, so I was thinking, you know, being that they want equal rights for all religions and they want the public school system, or as I call it, the state-run schools, to observe the Muslim holidays. And so there's two Muslim holidays. There's Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. So, okay, we'll give them those. And I'm looking over the December calendar for the Catholic Church, and I figure we got a few holidays coming. On the 3rd of December is St. Francis Xavier. On the 4th is St. John Damascene. On the 6th is St. Nicholas, that's Santa Claus. On the 7th is St. Ambrose. On the 9th is the Immaculate Conception. So all these will be holidays where everybody gets off. There's St. Damasus the 1st, Our Lady of Guadalupe on the 12th, St. Lucy on the 13th, St. John of the Cross on the 14th, St. Peter Canisius 21 on the 21st, St. John of Canty on the 23rd, and then, of course, there's the Christmas Day, the Nativity, the birth of baby Jesus, the Nativity of the Lord. It's a holy day of obligation. So not only do the public schools have to be closed, they have to go to church that day. Then there's St. Stephen, the first martyr, on the 26th. On the 27th is St. John the Apostle. And on the 28th, it's the Holy Innocents. And on the 29th, it's the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And then the other twos are octaves. You don't have to go. So you got about maybe 4 days of school this month. Welcome into the Spirit of America Party. Let me see what we got going here. We'll get rid of this. We'll get rid of this. And there are other names. There are Spanish names too. Las Cruces, the cross. Okay. Let us go and pick a tune that everybody can sing. I saw one here. We don't want to sing. I was watching Charles Krauthammer. They were doing his story on Fox, and they showed him as a kid, and guess what he had? He had a gun. He had a cowboy hat, the whole nine yards. He had the chaps. He had the spurs, and he had a gun. If he ever showed up today in school with that outfit, he would get 10 to life. This is a song about a guy who loved his home, and all he could do was sing about it before he went to the gas chamber. Mm-hmm.
hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, a hair of gold, lips like cherries. It's good to see the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me on the region, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass. Still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old, old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, a hair of gold, lips like cherries. Green, green grass of home. Then I wait and look around at the cold gray walls that surround me, and I realize that I was only dreaming. Oh, there's a God and there's a shadow. Arm in arm, we'll walk at daybreak, again I'll touch the green, green grass of home.
Okay, so we're back, and that tune got cut short. I don't know what happened. Let me just check and make sure that everything is okay. Got it. Okay. It's working. Okay, the next topic is Obama flips the bird. Obama pushes holiday amnesty vote. Why is Obama embracing illegal invading Latinos, most of whom are Catholics? He hates Catholics more than he hates Americans. Did you see him mock blessing the turkey, the one he pardoned? Did you see that routine? That was flipping the bird. Everything he does is a flipped bird. The subtle in your face FU. From the first day, he called the Massachusetts cop a racist, then bought him off with a beer, making two combat Marine guards hold umbrellas was a flipped bird in America's face. Closing down the White House kids' tours was an FU America. Closing down the outdoor veterans' memorials all over the world was an FU America. All he had to do to meet his sequestration law was to close the IRA and the EPA forever. Blaming Benghazi on a video that got five tits was an FU America. Relieving 200 combat officers, replacing them with ass wipers, was an FU America. Ordering U.S. Marines not to carry guns in the presence of the Taliban was an FU mom. Ordering the communist press to hide 2,300 Americans killed in Afghanistan, including 51 shot in the back, plus one that had his throat cut while teaching kids basketball, is an FU America. Especially when his press listed them as NATO troops. But who cares? Surely not the 99% of the nation with no skin in the game. If there was a draft today, everybody would be paying attention to the destruction of the USA from within. And tonight on the internet, you ever hear these so-called legitimate TV shows and radio shows telling you don't trust what you see on the internet, but trust NBC instead? What, are you kidding? I'll take my chances with the internet any day over NBC. And CNN, and CBS, and PBS, and Dave Costas, or whatever his name is, Mr. Basketball. But are you aware of the two Japanese islands that are claimed by China? And China has issued a declaration saying that all foreign countries must now check in with China before they fly into that Japanese airspace that's claimed by China. So to test that out, to show that nobody is going to pay attention to the Chinese, we flew two B-52s into that airspace yesterday, along with the Japanese, who also flew in to that airspace. But the word tonight is Obama has issued orders that all American airlines have to check with the Chinese before entering that airspace. Who's he working for? God only knows. So, where are we here? The Communist Party, led by Obama bin Laden, needs to buy more votes with tax sucker money. It has nothing to do with helping Mamacita or Poppy and the kids. This is the holiday amnesty vote. It has everything to do with splintering a once united nation. So the plan is to make the gringo look like a Latino hater, teach that in citizenship classes and in the schools, learn to hate American symbols like the flag and the pledge. But when it comes to the Cruz, they say nothing, but behind the scenes they mock Christ and pass laws to rid the nation of his presence. They cannot tell the Latinos the truth because Latinos are Viva Cristo Rey people, and many would die rather than betray the son of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Latinos have built the USA alongside gringos. Latinos have ranched in Texas and other lands since Spanish grants. They are hardworking family people, and many die alongside their fellow Americans in war. 14 Latinos named Gomez have died to avenge 9-1-1. Many serve in the USMC with American pride. The communists play them to reach their own selfish goal of world domination. Many Mexicans have died and have been forced by narco Democrats, armed by Eric Holder's 2,200 guns. They are forced to flee to the safety of the USA. And many Mexicans are killed by American drug demand. Obama says once we legalize weed, a crime will go away. The thoughts of a fool lying to a party of fools. We all know the drug problem gets bigger every day. There are more rehab units in the USA than churches. We cannot legalize illegal invasion, but we can help make it easier for immigrants to come and to stay. That is the goal of people who appreciate what the immigrant has to offer. The party of Obama is the Communist Party. The party of the people is the party of Cristo Rey. Vaya con Dios, amigos. Obama's trademarks. His trademark is unarmed Marines in Afghanistan. Just ask Corporal Buckley's parents. Dead witnesses to cowardice in the face of the enemy in Benghazi is another trademark. Just ask Sean Smith's mom. They will not survive either, trying to disarm law-abiding citizens while loosing... Oh, I missed that one. I'm sorry. Helping Iran to destroy Israel and the Palestinian collateral damage, because they will not survive either. Trying to disarm law-abiding citizens while loosing thugs for polar bear hunting, persecuting Catholics and evangelists, pogroming the vets, citizens, and the liberty-loving Tea Party people, destroying the Constitution, seizing one-sixth of all the cash in the country by running a health care hoax, seating the courts with communists, killing small business, killing big business, drilling oil for China, not drilling oil for the USA, dividing the country, selling the country short, enabling criminal activity to take place in the House and the Senate. That's called inside traitoring. Disarming the U.S. military by cutting funds, promoting incompetence and sissification, denying American warriors a spiritual healing, promoting child murder by paying grant bounties to Planned Slaughterhood, who murders 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños every day, not to mention the 3,000 distorted minds that will go on living in confusion, promoting drug addiction for tax benefits and communist grants to rehab failure. What used to be normal is now sick. What used to be sick is now normal. Destruction of the family unit, especially in the black communities. Promoting and favoring communism over American individuality and creativity. The destruction of the American school system and brainwashing of grades, pre-kindergarten through PhDs. The destruction of the family and the sacraments of baptism and marriage. We have gone back from born in God to reborn in slavery. Down in adoration, falling low, the sacred host we hail. Over ancient forms, departing, newer rites of grace prevail. Faith for all defects supplying when the feeble senses fail. Oh, saving victim, opening wide the gate of heaven to us below. Our foes press in on every side. Your aid supply, your strength bestow. To your great name be endless praise, immortal Godhead, one in three. Oh, grant us endless length of days in our true native land with thee. Amen. And don't forget, the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. And the stragglers have moved over to the Rhino side. We'll take a break. We've got 34 minutes left. We'll do a faithful song. When love was one-on-one, man and woman, boy and girl, no infidelity. Dancing music, huh? Slow dance. Now you can put the light bulb back in. Okay. So having said that, we're going to talk about the Kuwaiti dream. I went out to observe. And check this and also one other item. The price of gas in China. Shanghai tonight, $4.76 a gallon. I don't know if they have the imperial gallon or the gallon. This is the Kuwaiti dream. This is going to blow your socks off. And the Kuwaiti dream is probably the same in Saudi Arabia and in Oman, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. All the GCC countries probably have the same benefits for all their people, except Bahrain. Bahrain has no oil, so they all got to work hard. Okay, so this is the Kuwaiti Dream by Sumaya Mian. He's a Middle East correspondent. And he might be writing for the Muslim Media Network. With America facing the worst economic crisis it has ever seen, and that's with the stock market going on the way to 17,000. Are you in on that action? I'm not. The so-called American dream is a rapidly fading illusion that has already turned into a nightmare for those Americans who bought into it in the first place. Things are not only set to get worse as America today faces a depression that will take years to rebound from. So is this the big stock market run-up before the crash? Things are, however, a bit rosier across the Mediterranean in many Middle Eastern countries, courtesy of surplus oil revenues and a booming construction industry. In Kuwait specifically, things always seem to be looking up for the Kuwaiti nationals, who are seemingly ensconced in a bubble that neither recession nor inflation can burst. In Kuwait, it's not only the wealthy that benefit from the free-flowing black gold that drenches the land beneath it. Ever since oil was first discovered in Kuwait in 1938, the ruling family has ensured that its citizens are well taken care of, straight from the cradle to the grave. I was in Kuwait at a guy's business, and we were talking, and I said, "Did you hear that the first Kuwaiti has landed on the moon?" And he was surprised, and he said, "No, I didn't hear that." I says, "And guess what?" He says, "What?" I says, "He discovered oil." And the guy cracked up, man. He thought that was hilarious. From the moment the Kuwaiti child is born, they have a golden spoon in their mouths, regardless of what their parents' socioeconomic status is. The government of Kuwait provides free health care for life. Ooh, free health care for life? Wow. And free education from elementary school all the way through college for all Kuwaiti citizens. And here you are walking around with a 50 grand college loan. All Kuwaiti citizens, free education. I was on a plane going to Washington, D.C., sitting next to a Kuwaiti. And he turned to me and he said, "I'm going to my embassy to protest. They did not give me meal money with my free college." I said, "Oh, that's rough, eh?" So let me see where we are here. Families also receive a monthly social allowance, which is based upon the number of children there are in the family. So having more children is not a burden. So Planned Parenthood is not knocking on anybody's door over there telling them if you want to save money, you got to kill a kid. Planned Parenthood is out of business in Kuwait. Hang in there one second. I've got to rub my eye. And now we're back to this story. Each Kuwaiti child receives approximately $275 a month, every month until they turn 18. The allowance is not a welfare system, as even children from wealthy Kuwaiti families receive it. Every Kuwaiti gets $275 a month for every kid until they turn 18. Rather, it is a way for the government of Kuwait to extend a helping hand to its own people. They have future generation funds. Future generation funds. We got a $17 trillion debt and a Congress and a Senate that lives large and spends like, not even like drunken sailors. They spend like Ostrogoths. Unbelievable, man. So let's see. And as if all those benefits of being a Kuwaiti were not enough, citizens also get a lump sum of cash in the amount of 12 grand when they get married. And a free house is thrown in also. Now, of course, if you have four wives, that means you get four houses, right? Most of Kuwaiti citizens live a life of shopping in the priciest boutiques, dining on the finest meals available in the country, and traveling around the globe whenever the mood strikes. However, things are not the Not the same for the expatriate community, which comprises a whopping 65% of the population. Many expatriates often lead a hand-to-mouth existence as the rate of inflation continuously soars while salaries remain the same. When I was there in 98, the average expatriate salary for Indians and Bangladeshis was $80 a month, and they lived in compounds. And they used to send 60 of the 80 home, and they lived on 20. There are no governmental perks for expatriates. Quite the contrary, expatriates are financially harassed around the clock as fees for rent, health care, and private education rises every year. Expatriates in Kuwait live a life as a traveler with their suitcase always ready to go back home, even if they were born in Kuwait. The Kuwaiti nationality is based upon bloodlines and has nothing to do with being poor in the country. All expatriates must register their children born in Kuwait as births abroad at their own embassies. Since non-Kuwaitis are forbidden from buying land in the country, expatriates have difficulty establishing roots in Kuwait, even if they have spent their entire lives here. However, for a sparse few patriots attaining the Kuwaiti citizenship is possible due to a large recent article in the nationality law that states anyone who entered the country prior to 1955 can apply for the Kuwaiti nationality. However, the process is long and hard, and many applicants expecting to wait years before their own Kuwait dream can begin. Their impatience has resulted in the new business opportunity for a few clever Kuwaiti citizens who are selling spots on the nationality lists for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I was minding my own business when a Kuwaiti citizen came into my shop, says Mohammed Atif. He said that he could get me on the list if I paid the equivalent of $30,000, which I do not have. The Kuwaiti government has been vigilant in rooting out those citizens who would attempt to profit from the nationality law and prosecuting them to the full letter of the law. Now, I don't know if I read this to you, but I think the population of Kuwait is 3.3 million. But like this guy said, 65% of the population is foreigners. So if you take a third of that 3.3 million, you get 1.1 million Kuwaitis. That's all there are, 1.1 million Kuwaitis, and they have future generation funds. Now, we're assuming that would be 1.1 million would be half men, half women. But that may not be the case because there may be more women than men. Isn't that interesting? You learn something new today. And Kuwaitis are not generous. They're not generous. Matter of fact, they chewed me out for tipping a cab driver at the airport. Mr. Tom, don't do that. You're going to spoil them. What are you going to do, man? Well, we're down to 20 minutes. You want to hear the sniper song? All day through.
chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay.
Familiar faces, that is heart of mine and graces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the chill grinch carousel, the chestnut tree, oh, wish well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's life and gay. And I'll always think of you that way, and I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon,
I'll be looking at the stars.
Let's jump around and see if there's any news tonight. Bob Dylan sued over allegedly racist remarks. I can't believe that. Times are changing. I'm going to send Charles Krauthammer's crew a comment on his picture in his cowboy outfit with the gun. And I'm just going to mention that if he had showed up in school today with that, he'd get 3 to 5 in the second grade. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, we might as well check our emails. Let me see where my emails are. Get some threatening ones. I ignore them. Another American ally about to drag U.S. into war. You want to hear that one? Hear that story? I'm curious. This is from WorldNet Daily. I get a lot from them. Read the latest. Japan. It's going to be Japan. The U.S. is monitoring increased international tensions in the disputed Senkaku Islands in the South China Sea. After twice in 3 days, China sent a jet fighters to the air defense identification zone it has declared around the chain. The sorties came after both Japan and South Korea sent fighters into the area to challenge China's exclusive claim to the uninhabited islands. Chinese Air Force Colonel Shen Jingqi claims his nation's flights are routine and a defensive measure and in line with international common practices. The islands, located 250 miles east of the Chinese mainland, have been a point of contention over the past year because Japan and China, along with Taiwan and South Korea, all express claims to them. Clarion Project intelligence and national security analyst Ryan Morrow says the declaration is China flexing its muscle. This is a way of China declaring military domination over the islands without officially taking them over. By saying it is an air defense zone, China is trying to dominate the airspace. It's basically saying these are ours, and if your aircraft are trespass, we have the right to shoot them down. Burke says he believes many Chinese wouldn't object to a war with Japan. How's that get you, huh? I think instead you're seeing an outbreak of a war of ideals. China has been a major issue with Japan for the last 5,000 years or so, and only World War II exacerbated this. Burke says he believes many Chinese wouldn't object to a war. Large contingents of the Chinese population would relish a war with Japan, even though they haven't thought it out. So China makes inroads with these groups and simultaneously oppresses Japan. Let me tell you what Japan's going to do. Japan is the master of the first strike. Japan sunk the entire Russian fleet at Port Arthur. The Japanese do not back down. They are prepared to lose an entire country. Only two A-bombs changed their minds. You don't mess with these people. And China, in their constitution, has outlawed nuclear weapons, instead relying on the American umbrella. But Obama has closed the American umbrella to Japan. And he is going to force them to go nuclear. And when they go nuclear, you watch the record pace by which they produce nuclear weapons. Everybody will get a nice lesson in productivity as the Iranians put two more farts in the barrel. A former CIA station chief who asked not to be identified, nobody wants to be identified today, or the IRS may come and arrest you, said a war between China and Japan would cost the U.S. economically big time. The next war is going to be nuclear, my friends. Don't hesitate to think about it. And if we let China push these two islands, the next is they're going to tell you that the Philippines belong to them. So, and once again, we'll be back in the Philippines unless we decide to betray them like we did Taiwan, Israel, Hungary, Poland, Czechoslovakia. Yeah, our track record for protecting our allies sucks. Yeah, the most we have done is save the South Korea. And China will be threatening South Korea, too. So the rest of the story is who would like to take a punch at who. But it's interesting, isn't it? And here you got a president that took a carrier group out of action to go on safari. That was another flipping of the bird. Flip of the bird. Okay, Defense Department, I'm going on safari. I need a carrier task force. There might be a lion out there. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. We did I'll Be Seeing You. And we could do, let's see here. We could do, we'll do One Everybody Takes a Shot at Tequila With. Soy marinero. Here's a Newsmax headline. Obama faces Democrat defections if website fixes fail. They announced it was a success. The whole country is on holiday. Who's on a website tonight? Yeah. And so it didn't crash. Let's see what happens on Monday. Democrat leaders have given the White House space to work out the problems with the Obamacare website. But if it's not right this time around, vulnerable Senate Democrats could distance themselves even more from the law they voted to pass. Well, I got to tell you about that. One thing about Democrats, they will vote to a man if Nancy Pelosi calls for a vote to a man. If Nancy Pelosi says, we're going to vote to kill two-year-olds, the entire party would vote to kill two-year-olds. You think I'm wrong about that? How did health care get passed? Not one Republican voted for it. Not one. That is scary, isn't it? I get scared. I'm afraid of these Democrats. They might be from another planet. They're like the pod people. Ah, here's one for you. You'll like this one. This one got me a lot of bad vibes today. Should drones be used to spot weed farms? Once the country goes 100% junkie, weed farms will spring up across the land. Much of it government-owned. The price of weed will drop in Mexico as mules will no longer have as many jobs. The narco-democrats will have to turn to other illegal for one day more, substances to improve their bottom line. Made in the USA will be the ad word. Another milestone has been reached. The Obama government has taken over mob business. Now Uncle Sam is into gambling, pornography, bribery, narcotics, bunko, if you count Wall Street insider trading, by the House of Ill Repute and the Senate? Or is that prostitution, if you count as champagne contributions? The healthcare hoax is like buying a foreclosed home in Arizona. You can only see it from the outside. Would you buy a house from Nancy Pelosi? How about a car? Hey, Nancy, this car has no steering wheel or seats. Buy it first, and you can see what's in it. What engine? The entire drug criminal element in the USA is going to compete against the U.S. government. They will be at least 25% cheaper on the black market. Wait till you see the cigarette companies that start mass production runs. Today, only two states are in the game with 48 to go. What potential? The only guy that is going to lose business is the sign maker. You know the sign that said, this is a drug-free school zone? Now you can buy it legally from the teacher, and she'll teach you how to filter it through your class condom. Smoking cigarettes is banned, but weed whacking is good for the environment. You can smell that shit blocks away, but it is harmless. The DEA no longer sprays crops with paraquat. However, in order to soup up the kick, the boys lace the weed with God knows what. It is burdensome for a weed runner to carry two bales at a time and swim the Rio Grande. It is much easier to deliver 10,000 ecstasy pills. Not to worry, rehab with a 23% success rate is on your parents' health care. You can live in the basement and never come out until you're 26 on dad's overtime money. When the door opens to the basement, be sure you're at the bottom of the steps waiting to catch the flying cheese slices. If you're spending too much of your student loan on heroin, you may be able to get a grant, because a grant is $20. Even better, you can become a dealer and get a government franchise. The recovery rate from heroin is less than 1%. You may want to get product liability and malpractice insurance. Be sure to get your product FDA, DEA approved. If you want to get the latest update on America's big medicine, get my book, The Spirit of America Party. go to the most important chapter in the book, chapter 1. It is entitled Drugs Suck. And be sure to get my 100% stay drug-free guaranteed advice. You know what that is? Never do the first one. So, having said that, let's see what else we got. Oh, so here's the devil in the Iran deals. Let me see if we got this one. Is Mother Nature giving us a message with tornadoes? Tornadoes have been around since the dinosaur. Let's see. Read the latest now on WorldNet Daily. I'm becoming a broadcaster. Ayatollah, wipe Israel off the face of the earth. They're still talking that. Do you know I have a picture? I have an Iranian dollar bill, and I got Obama's picture on it. Yeah. So, the Jewish state must be obliterated. An influential Iranian cleric has warned President Obama not to include Israel in any nuclear negotiations because the Jewish state must be destroyed. I agree with you. I know Ayatollah. I said the same thing right here in the House and the Senate. Yeah. What is visible is that Obama has agreed to include the fake Zionist regime, Israel, in future negotiations, said Ayatollah Ahmed Khatami. You know who Ahmed Khatami is? He was the good guy. He was the president of Iran. And everybody thought, all the students loved him. He was a teacher, a professor. Beware of professors. He was the good guy. He loved his students until the night that the Baji went in to the Tehran University and beat everybody in their beds. Yeah, he played good mullah, bad mullah. However, we firmly believe Israel must be wiped off the face of the earth, and we don't recognize its existence, Khatami said, according to IRNA. I guess that's the official news agency of the Islamic Republic, the Iranian news agency. The Assembly of Experts is responsible for appointing the regime's supreme leader. After the six-month interim deal was reached last weekend, Obama asked in a telephone call to Benjamin Netanyahu that the Israeli Prime Minister take a breather. Yeah, take a breather where? In the gas chamber? In his vocal denunciation of the agreement in return, the two agreed that Israel would send a delegation headed by Israeli National Security Advisor Yossi Cohen to Washington to discuss a strategy for a permanent agreement. I know you got to go through the motions, boys, but he's just gonna string you out and play you like he does his own people. Yeah, he's concerned. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Friday that all further negotiations will have to leave out Israel because Iran would not attend a meeting with a state that is headquartered in Jerusalem. We consider the Zionist regime as the biggest danger to the region and the world, as he pulled another nuclear rod out of his desk and polished it. Khatami said America cannot be trusted, and it is obvious it wants to break its promises made at the Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention, that's a joke. Where was Geneva when 2 million German women were being raped by the Russians? Yeah. Already, when the ink of the Geneva Agreement is not yet dry, the lie is reflected on websites that Iran does not have uranium enrichment rights, he said. Iran's foreign ministry strongly objected to the White House press release on the terms. This president, he's an equal opportunity liar. He lies to both sides on the terms of last weekend's Geneva Agreement. Wait till they both call him a liar. That's going to be funny. What has been released by the website of the White House, though the one that's still up, that's that web is working, as a fact sheet is just don't apply for any medical benefits on this, please. And go stand in line over there. It's ready. Be ready by the 1st of December. What's today? Today's the last day in November. Oh, high noon is tomorrow. Let's see what else. Shortly after it was reached last Sunday, the Islamic Republicans, as supreme leader, claimed the victory, thanking God, the merciful God, merciful to a people that show no mercy. Under the agreement, Iran, in return for billions of dollars in sanctions relief, will keep much of its nuclear infrastructure as limited as this is like. You know what they got? They got the same thing we got. They got the Obama health care plan. Yeah, just sign it and you can see what's in it afterwards. We haven't got time for that. We've got 3.5 years to party on $660 million. We got to take care of some people. On Tuesday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced that the Islamic Republic's uranium enrichment process will never witness the stop of enrichment in Iran, and the enrichment is our red line. The most important fact is that there will be no new sanctions. That means that the sanction regime has been broken, Rouhani said. And then Khamenei called Israel a rabid dog, unclean, illegitimate, and a bastard. Oh, his English is pretty good, huh? This is the Basij. Basij commanders, the one that beat the students in their beds, the one that did arrests and threw the perps in the trunk of the police cars, then took them to the police station and raped them. Yeah. A little humiliation, that goes a long way. The everlasting covenant with the supreme leader will continue for the full elimination of arrogant powers like America and the destruction of the Zionist regime. We ask God the same way that had Muslims through the renewed alliance with the Prophet Muhammad. Enter Masjid al-Haram, that's a mosque, the Grand Mosque in Mecca, upon the conquest of Mecca by Mohammed. This renewed alliance with the Supreme Leader also prepares the dignified and victorious believers into Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam in Jerusalem. I got one word for you, my friends, Masada. When you come, there will be nothing left. And then there's 780 comments. That's a lot of comments. Persians talk big. They talk soft and sweet. They also talk brusque. They talk. 50% of whatever they say is lies, but then maybe Obama and Jarrett feel very comfortable with them. You tell me your lie, I'll tell you mine. John C., way to go, Barry. Another failure by the king of failures. But don't worry, Barry. The so-called called by themselves at least, the mainstream media, will try and spin it in your favor, at least until the mushroom clouds appear. And then this is a Blago's twin. Negotiating with made dogs, that makes a lot of sense. What makes U.S. officials think the Ayatollah doesn't want the same results for us as they do for Israel? Israel isn't about to cooperate with these maniacal enemies. Debbie Hogan Tate says, I am glad you meant won't and not want, and I agree 100%. This insane administration has got to be stopped. The only way you got to, I'll tell you what you got to do, you got to impeach Eric Holder, that's number one, and then go after all of the biggies that are planted in the wrong places. And if worse comes to worse, then we have no other choice, we got to impeach the president. Did you see Obama's latest false flag? We owe these three top brass a lot. It is the real reason they were fired. Check it out. Then there's truth in action. I don't understand what that is. Probably another story. This is one that's interesting. This is from Brian. Some key lessons from the Iranian nuclear saga. Don't put a man, Mohammed El-Baradei, in charge of the IAEA. Okay? You know who Mohammed Baradei is? He was the nuclear inspector that said Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Okay? He also ran for president of Iran. He was on the UN bribe roll. Don't put an Iranian-born Islamic sympathizer, Valerie Jarrett, in charge of crafting the framework for a diplomatic agreement to stop the Iranian nuclear program. Don't put a man raised in the Islamic faith, Obama, in charge of the point country tasked with challenging an Islamic gambit for a global takeover. And somebody said to me today, how could we elect a guy who was raised by a communist? And he was referring to Frank Marshall Davis, which is very, very sick. Don't wait forever to do what you know from the beginning you should have done. You have waited long enough, Mr. Netanyahu. It is once again time for the Jews to do the world's heavy lifting. No one will thank you for it, as you know. And go with God and do not allow Israel's diplomatic defeat to parlay itself into a global nightmare. The world already hates you. They will hate you still even after your ashes are gone. Preserve your people and the greater global peace. Fight while you still have the advantage and can emerge victorious, or you will one day fight simply to die with dignity. That is very, 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 very point. On point. Amen to this. And as Mr. Netanyahu has said, they do not need the world's endorsement to defend themselves. God bless them. And you know what really cracks me up? There are more evangelists that would die for Israel than American citizens of Jewish descent. I am very disappointed in the Jewish community. I do not see them standing up with Israel. And I feel that they don't care about Israel. That's my opinion from what I see. Tehran is on the way to become a parking lot. It must be part of Mohammed's great plan. I know where the solution to Iran's atomic plants can come from. Our drones. You know, you put your faith in a something, you may be disappointed. Something you think is doing an exceptional job. Don't forget that we flew in a completely intact drone into. What was it, into Iran and gave them one as a gift? By accident? Yeah. Except now that Obama administration leaks gave them one of our best drones. I just said it, right? They and the Russians and Chinese reportedly can interfere with the direct radio signals of our drones. Only read rumors about this, but I am not doubting its possibility. They jammed the signal and flew it home. That's what another guy says. I understand that the drones are controlled from an Air Force base located north of Las Vegas. So it may be a gamble. What we need is some high-tech nerds to ensure the safety and security of our satellites. Obviously, these folks will have to come from the private sector since the government is not capable of securing us. The Unaffordable Care Act's website approved that. Unaffordable. Lots of laughs. True, true, says another guy. But the website wasn't supposed to work. If it did, everyone would see immediately their lowered coverage and increased deductibles and multiplied higher monthly payments and would have revolted in unison. You know the thing that bugs me? That I don't know how far back you have to go to find out that kids could be left on their parents' hospitalization until 26. Did somebody just draw a line through that age and say, you know what, this group from 18 to 26 will not give us any trouble. We don't have to put them on the health care. We'll put them on their parents' health care. So that takes them right out of the picture. There'll be no opposition. So that was a no opposition benefit. When the employer mandate delay expires, there will be tens of millions of cancellation notices being sent out. The only reason the insurance companies are being nice right now is they think they're going to get a piece of the action. When they find out that they're not getting a piece of the action, you ever play stick in the mud? They will not budge. But the Obama regime will work something out to delay the impact of it. Oh, yeah, they'll just keep stringing us along. The Democrats are great for kicking the can down the road. Just ask Bill Clinton how many cans he kicked when Osama bin Laden was warming up for 9-1-1. Huh? He didn't start on 2001. He was here in 1993. And he never gave up. The only ones that gave up were us. There was another king who threatened Israel many years ago, Isaiah 36. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Then the Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the language of the Jews, "Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you, nor let Hezekiah make you trust in and rely on the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be delivered into the hand of the Syrian king." They just never learn. Well, that's a little Bible information. Oh, yeah, I'm looking for a good one here. Iran has not attacked a country in 200 years, you say? Want to tell us why? Pray tell, because they had nothing to attack anyone with except manpower, and they didn't stand a chance with that. Now they have nuclear capabilities and sanctions lifted to accommodate their every move against the West. Now after 200 years, they have the power to strike any nation. If damn well pleases. Seriously, BTW? We didn't make it our business until they stuck their noses in Israel's. Maybe you should check references and see how the Ayatollah has openly denounced Israel and has announced his plans for Israeli destruction. And then he goes, what are you, anti-Semitic? Sure sounds that way. I don't like labels. Those are all Democrat labels, anti-Semite, homophobe, racist. Races come in all colors. Never forget that. The Vikings were selling white slaves in the 800s into Africa. Races come in all colors. Light-skinned blacks look down on dark-skinned blacks. Not all. Light-skinned Cubans look down on dark-skinned Cubans. Light-skinned Brazilians look down on dark-skinned Brazilians. So, races come in all colors. So where is Yugoslavia on the map? Wiped off, but everyone is still there. What Iranian people have been saying is that they want a one-state solution called Palestine. Most of the world wants a two-state solution with both Israel and Palestine. The only people who want a one-state solution are the Iranians. The hard right half of Israel and the American Republican Party. You want to know something? The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party, and the Rhino Party is absorbing Democrats that can't take it no more. Democrats who have seen that their party was betrayed. We're out of time. Last Rose of Summer, I think that's going to be that's a 5-minute song. Well, you know what? We are seeing the end of the roses. They died a couple of weeks ago, huh? I think I got a poem in there. Well, we'll do another rose, and this rose bloomed in the winter. It's the Nativity Rose.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party, a book.com. And today we are celebrating in anticipation of Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. And I thought I would share this with you. There is a German song that is entitled Es ist ein Ross Entsprungen. And you know it as Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. And it was translated in about 1874 by an English person. And so we can enjoy the German translation to English. So I'm going to read it, because if I sang it, they would close the bar. Lo, how a rose air blooming from tender stem hath sprung, of Jesse's lineage coming, as men of old have sung. It came a floweret bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night. Isaiah 'twas foretold it, the rose I have in mind, with Mary we behold it, the virgin mother kind. To show God's love aright, she bore to men a Savior, when half spent was the night. The shepherds heard the story proclaimed by angels bright, how Christ the Lord of glory was born on earth this night. To Bethlehem they sped, and in the manger found him, as angel heralds said. This flower, whose fragrance tender with sweetness fills the air, dispels with glorious splendor the darkness everywhere. True man, yet every God, from sin and death he saves us, and lightens every load. O Savior, child of Mary, who felt thy human woe, O Savior, King of glory, who doth our weakness know, bring us at length, we pray, to the bright courts of heaven and to the endless day. Amen. And I'm dedicating that to the state of Florida, who last year was not allowed to listen to any religious music at Christmas time, and got so upset that the radio stations had to capitulate and play Jesus music this year. And you didn't even know. Every day the enemy probes your weakness. And when you forget your God, they will erase him from your mind forever.
O salutaris hostia, quae caeli pandis hostium, bella primundo stilia, da robert ther auxilium. Deo Patris sit gloria, eiusque soli filio, cum Eterna gloria.